Welcome to the Break Clarity in Dense Arrangements Masterclass for Drum and Bass, using Ableton Live's Arrangement View as the control center. This is advanced, and the goal is very specific. Your break has to stay readable when the drop is full density. Sub is heavy, Reese is angry, pants are wide, tops are constant, and yet the break still needs to speak without turning into a harsh, clicky mess or a thin, papery loop. We're going to solve this with three pillars working together. First, time domain clarity, transients, microdynamics, groove. Second, frequency clarity, pockets and overlap control. Third, arrangement clarity, when elements stop fighting, because you literally design windows for the break to lead. So open your project, jump into arrangement view, and don't mix in the easy part. We're going straight to the densest 16 bars of the drop. Loop that section. That loop is your truth serum. Step 0. Clean session setup and arrangement view discipline. Take all your break-related layers and put them into a group track. Name it Breaks Bus. Inside, label and color your layers so you can make decisions fast. Break Main, Break Tops, and Ghost if you're using one. Break Main is the groove and the identity. Break Tops is usually high-pass texture and energy. Ghost is whatever support layer you're using for punch or definition, but it should be felt more than heard. Now create two return tracks. Return A is Break Snap. Return B is Break Crush. Even if you don't use Crush today, set it up. You want a repeatable workflow template. One more key move, at locators. Not just one. Put locators at drop full, drop half, fill, and post fill. Because your break clarity target is not identical in all sections. In drop full, you're aiming for intelligibility. In drop half, you can chase attitude and size. If you mix one setting for everything, you'll overcook something somewhere. Before we touch plugins, here's a coach trick. Temporarily pull your master fader down about 6 dB while you work. This is not a permanent change, it's a discipline tool. If the break stops reading when you do that, you are relying on loudness instead of definition. We want the break to read at low level. That's the test. Step 1. Gain staging for clarity using clip gain before plugins. Go to each break audio clip and adjust the clip gain so your break's bus peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before the master. Keep it consistent across the arrangement. Not this bar is loud, that bar is quiet. Consistent. Now set relationships between layers. Break tops usually sit 6 to 12 dB lower than the main. Ghost often sits 12 to 18 dB lower. And here's the mindset. Don't win by turning breaks up. In DNB, that's how you get a crowded master. Win by carving space and shaping perception. Also, if you've chopped breaks, add tiny clip fades on the edges, like half a millisecond to 3 milliseconds. It kills little clicks that later trigger compressors and limiters in unpredictable ways. It also makes transient shaping way more consistent. Step 2. Create frequency pockets with EQ8 on the layers, not only on the bus. Start on break main. Put EQ8 on it. High pass with a 24 dB slope around 30 to 45 Hz. You're removing rumble and useless sub-movement. You can still keep weight, but it should be intentional, not accidental. If it's boxy or muddy, make a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. Don't carve a cannon. You're making room. If the snare definition is getting masked, a gentle 1 to 2 dB lift around 3 to 5 kHz can help. And if it's dull, a tiny air shelf at 10 to 12 kHz. But be careful. A lot of clarity attempts just create harshness later. On break tops, high pass much higher, around 200 to 400 Hz. This is tops, you don't need low-mid junk here. Then watch for fizz. If it's brittle, notch somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz with a tighter Q. That's often where the pain lies in dense DNB. On your ghost layer, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, because it's not there to fight the sub. If you want more crack, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help. Now, do these EQ decisions while playing the drop full locator loop. Not in solo, not in intro. If you EQ in the easy section, you'll get lied to. Coach note, harshness isn't just treble. In dense DNB, the most fatiguing pileup is often 2 to 4 kHz, where bass distortion, snare crack, and synth bite all stack. If it hurts but your 10 kHz looks fine, don't dull your break. Audit the 2 to 4 kHz across the bass and synths too. Step 3. Transient definition on the break's bus using drum bus and saturator controlled. On the break's bus, add drum bus first. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% zone. Start low, then transient is your big lever. Plus 10 to plus 25 is a great starting range. This is the break reads on small speakers control. Boom is usually off in DNB breaks when you've got a dedicated sub and kick system. If you add boom, you'll compete with the low-end foundation. Use damp to tame brittle highs. 10 to 30% often smooths things nicely. If the brakes start sounding clicky, don't just keep pushing transient. Back it off and let the parallel snap return do the extra work. That's what it's for. After drum bus and saturator, choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 4 dB, subtle. Turn soft clip on. If it gets spitty, use the color section to gently roll off a touch of top. The idea is harmonic readability, not crunchy pain. Step 4, the parallel snap return. This is how you get clarity without turning the main brake into needles. On return A, brake snap, build a chain. First, EQ 8, high pass at about 250 to 500 HC with a steep slope. This is important. We do not want low mids in the snap chain. We want bite, presence, articulation. If needed, add a gentle boost around 4 to 7 kHz, just a couple dB. Then drum bus on the return. Drive higher here, like 10 to 25%. Transient can go plus 25 to plus 40. Because it's parallel, you can get aggressive without ruining the core tone. After that, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Not more. We're not flattening the brake. We're stabilizing the snap. Then a limiter as safety, sealing at minus 0.3. And do not slam it. It's just catching spikes. Now send from the brakes bus into brake snap. Start around minus 18 dB on the send. Bring it up until the brake suddenly speaks. Then back it off slightly. That little back off is key. If you leave it right at the edge, it'll fatigue the listener. Advanced move. Don't keep the snap send constant. Automate it per phrase. For example, let it rise slightly into bar 8 or bar 16 endings, then return back down. That's storytelling clarity. The brake feels like it lifts without you turning up the brake bus. Step 5, multiband control so the brake doesn't bloom and blur in the low mids when everything hits. On the brakes bus, after saturation, add multiband dynamics. Start from the multiband compression preset, then tweak. Low band up to about 120 HE, usually very gentle or left alone, because you've already cleaned lows. You're not trying to compress sub-information in a brake when the track has a subsystem. Midband, 120 HC to 5 kHz. This is the brake versus bass battlefield. Set ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so transients get through. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and tune it to the groove. At 174 BPM, overly long releases blur articulation. Listen for a 1/16th to 1/8th feel by ear. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction during the densest moments. High band above 5 kHz, this is hash control. Ratio 1.5 to 2 to 1, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, just kissing it. If you clamp the highs, your brake will lose life. And here's an arrangement view power move. Automate the mid-band threshold slightly lower just for the densest 8 bars of the drop. Not the whole tune, just where the arrangement is most abusive. You're basically telling the brake, stay consistent when the drop gets crowded. Step 6. Sidechain the right things and don't do it as set and forget. Use arrangement view automation so it only happens where it matters. Sometimes, yes, you can duck the bass slightly from the brake. Not the sub, not a huge pump. Just a perception shift. On your bass group, add a compressor. Enable sidechain from brake main or the brakes bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and match it to the groove. Aim for half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction on brake hits. Subtle, but suddenly your brake has a lane to exist. Even better, frequency conscious ducking. Instead of ducking the entire bass, duplicate the mid bass or make a rack, so you're ducking only the 200 HC to 2 kHz zone where the brake competes, leaving the sub untouched. That way the drop doesn't feel like it's breathing. For pads and Atmos, you can fake dynamic EQ with multiband dynamics on the pad bus. Focus the compression on the mid or high band, sidechain it from the brakes bus, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction only when the brake hits. Then automate that device on only during the drop. Don't squash your intro vibe. Step 7, arrangement clarity windows. This is the secret weapon. When everything plays all the time, nothing feels loud. So you create clarity by designing micro moments where the brake leads. Here are a few that work constantly in rolling DNB. Automate the bass group down 1 to 2 dB for the first 2 beats of every 8 bars. The brake establishes dominance, then the bass comes back in. The listener feels the brake more without you pushing the fader. Rotate high layers instead of stacking them endlessly. Bars 1 to 4, hat loop A is the main top energy. Bars 5 to 8, hat loop B takes over. Energy stays high, but masking becomes intermittent instead of constant. Keep break hits mostly dry. Use reverb throws on end of phrase snares, not a constant wash. Constant wash is the fastest way to make breaks vanish in a dense mix. Practical tool. Put utility on competing groups, like pads, synths, bass, and automate gain or even tone moves. Utility gain automation is clean, reversible, and fast. This is why we love arrangement view. Arrangement upgrade idea. Kickless micro gaps. Once every 8 bars, mute the dedicated kick layer for a hit or two while the break kick remains. Suddenly the break feels louder, bigger, and more detailed, without any fader move. Psychoacoustics. Step 8. Mid/side management for breaks in a wide mix. If your synths are wide, your center can get clogged, and the break disappears even if it's loud. On the breaks bus, add another EQ8, switch to M/S mode. On the mid-channel, add a small presence boost, like 1 dB around 3 to 5 kHz to help snare clarity in the center. On the side channel, if the sides are getting splashy, do a gentle shelf down 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. The logic is, keep break readability in the mid, let width come from atmos and top loops. And if the break loses punch when everything is wide, another advanced trick is to automate utility width slightly down during the busiest hits, like to 80 or 90%. Not forever, just on the hits that need to land coherent. Step 9. Final bus glue, only after clarity is solved. At the end of the break's bus chain, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you need loudness, do it later on the master. Here you want cohesion, not loudness. Now, extra advanced coaching. Microphase alignment between layers. If you're stacking break main and ghost, zoom to sample level, nudge the ghost layer by plus or minus 5 to 30 samples, while looping a snare hit. Listen for the moment the snare feels more forward and solid. That's phase alignment. No plugin fixes comb filtering from misaligned layers. This alone can be the difference between why is my break disappearing, and oh, there it is. This audio version is shortened for playback.